Blog Talk Radio.
You're now tuned in to OPM Live, where the ordinary is the extraordinary. I am your host, Verna V. Nickelberry, and tonight on the line we have recording artist Terrence Johnson. And how are you today, sir?
How you doing, Verna? I'm doing good.
I'm doing great. Did I pronounce your name correctly?
It's Terrany.
Oh, Terrany. I didn't want to.
That's okay. Close enough.
close enough, Terrany Johnson. Okay, great. I do apologize for that. So,
right.
Mr. Johnson, would you mind telling our listening audience a little bit about yourself and what you got going on?
Yeah, well, I'm an artist, of course, as you stated. I'm also a music producer, and I work with various nonprofits here in Austin, Texas, where I'm based, that are designed as incubators for local musicians, as far as we give out grants and we just create better opportunities for artists to learn how to create sustainable revenue and how to really take their art and take control of their art. So I do a lot of things. It's kind of hard to narrow it down, but an artist, advocate, musician, producer.
So you're an advocate for musicians and making sure that they get the revenue that they deserve as they go out to, like, be in a show, or if they're called to put on a performance at any type of event?
Exactly. My organization that I founded is called the Urban Artists Alliance, and I created the organization because, being in Austin, we're a music city, and we have other nonprofits and other things to assist artists, but there really wasn't something catering to the urban market, as far as hip-hop, as far as R&B, as far as those type of songwriters who want to break into the industry, and how to be better prepared and equipped when they get those opportunities to get into the industry. So I basically instruct them and teach them and share what I've learned over the years as far as how to negotiate various contracts, what to ask for, what to notice as red flags, and agreements and conversations with people so you can get the best out of the situation, and also retaining the rights to your music, because as you know, over the years, most urban artists, hip-hop artists, black artists have lost control of our catalogs, our music, and other people are, you know, receiving that publishing and that revenue from it. And it's all about taking ownership back of our art and our music that we create. So I'm real strong about that. That's my main pushing point.
Now, when you do you go in with the artists when they're trying to negotiate with an individual that may want to have them to record or anything like that? Do you go in with them?
Yeah, it varies. It depends on the situation with the artist. Most of the time with a lot of younger hip-hop acts, they meet somebody online or somewhere, and they might give them a contract or an agreement and say, this is what we want from you. Then the artist would in turn take that agreement and, you know, forward it to me, you know, and ask my opinion of that contract for things that they can ask for that'll make the agreement a little bit more balanced. Because, you know, most agreements are, we take your music, we use your likeness, we do all these things, and we put it out and we generate a recoupment or a return on our investment, but the artist really doesn't get anything out of that situation. Maybe fame, but, you know, fame can't feed you, pay your bills, or those type of things. So I try to keep artists, you know, on their toes with that.
Absolutely. I think it's a tragic how that's done. And you think about some of the artists that are really, I don't want to say famous or way up there, and yet and still the producer, I want to say producer, whoever is doing business with them is taking so much from them. And now they're like living on pennies. So that's actually me on that. Are you there? Hello? Sounds like we're having some technical difficulties. Mr. Johnson, are you there? Oh, shoot. The call dropped. Okay, it sounds like we're having some technical difficulties. Perhaps he'll call back in. Oh, yeah, here he is. Okay, Mr. Johnson, are you there?
Yes, can you hear me?
I hear you now. Call dropped earlier. Okay, as I was saying, and you was talking about how you look over the artist contract, and I was stating how tragic it is that this has happened in the past for some of the well-known artists, that they put out their music and they do all the hard work and end up with just pennies on the back end. I know most of them get a lot of the money up front. Now, is that a good thing to get the money up front, or should the artist wait?
Well, we're living in a time now where you have better options if you're an independent artist, whereas years ago, like, you know, 60s, 70s, 80s, you know, when contracts were big and huge, you had to go to a record label and basically play their game. We didn't have the internet. We didn't have these other avenues for artists to kind of level the playing field. Well, now you can create music at your house. You can put it online, you know, that same night and start receiving sales. So you have a little bit more control level. But it's definitely about owning your copyrights, owning your publishing. And upfront money is really, you know, just a loan from the label. They're just giving you that so you can finish making your album, so you can live on to, you know, the album sales. But all that is recoupable back to the label. So if your album doesn't sell, usually in most contracts, whatever's left from the advance they gave you, the initial money, that rolls over as a debt until your next contract, your next album. So if your albums aren't selling, each time you renew your contract, the initial advance or debt rolls over, so it keeps compounding on top of you.
So is it better to be an independent artist and not be under a label?
It depends on what you're looking for, but I definitely recommend that artists these days, with technology and so many things that are within our grasp that you can find easily, it's better to be independent. It's better to own. I teach artists about ownership, not so much getting a record deal and being the next big thing with a video and all that, but ownership. So in 10 years, you can look back on your career now and you can still be receiving revenue from that. I tell artists when I talk to them, when you're negotiating a deal, negotiate that deal from the standpoint of where you want to be in 10 years. So don't look at it as, okay, they're going to give me all this money right now and I'll be good, I'll be able to buy stuff. Where will you be in 10 years? You know, life continues. You know, you might get married, you might have children, you might have a house, a property, you might have health issues that might arise. So you should negotiate now so your money can increase, so within 10 years you still will be receiving revenue from your initial contract.
That is some great information. That's some wonderful information.
Yes.
Now tell us, how did you become an artist? What was your what brought you into that industry?
Well, I've basically been doing music my whole life. And when I was young, you know, my parents, you know, on Sundays and around the house, they played records. My dad had a huge record collection. And I was just drawn to the idea of creating new things from nothing, which is basically what music and art is. It's finding art where there is none. And I went through my dad's records and I found a record with, you know, and looked on the back for a record company, and it was Prince. Actually, it was a Prince album, I think Controversy maybe. And I saw he was on Warner Brothers. And on the back of, if you remember, on the back of Prince albums, it said he wrote, produced, arranged, composed. He did everything himself. So that's how I thought you made records. So that's how I've been making records my whole career. I produce it, I record it, I write it, I mix it, I master it, I do everything. So I've been in this since I was 9 years old. So it's been a lifelong thing for me, and I basically knew then that this is the path I wanted to be on.
Oh, wow. Started at such a young age. Did you have any hiccups? How was that journey for you to where you are now?
It definitely had its ups and downs, you know, because when you're young, you just want to get on stage and you just want to perform and you just want people to applaud and see, you know, the craft. So I went through that phase, and then I'd say probably my mid-teens, maybe 15, is when I started learning more about ownership of my art as far as publishing, as far as, you know, having that money coming in continuously, because I started seeing other people with publishing checks that I knew who were kind of like mentors to me, and I was like, wow, so you can really make long-term revenue off this? And so I'm still receiving publishing checks from songs I did, you know, in my teens and my 20s that I did years ago, because I thought so far ahead on that's what I need to focus on. I can write all these great songs, and I can produce, and I can continuously put out albums. I've just released my 26th album, so I can continuously do that. But if you're putting out all this material and you don't own it, then you might as well not put out any material at all. So it's a continuous learning process. You never learn at all, but, you know, surrounding yourself with the right people and people who really support your craft and really want to help you learn is key.
That's great. We have one of your songs that we're going to play at the end of the show entitled Enjoying the View. So we're looking forward to playing it. Now, I have one other question. Now, do you offer workshops to beginners or those who want to get into the industry?
Yes, I've put on panels here called Hip Hop Rhymes to Business Minds, and I've done a few of those where local musicians and also other artists who aren't into urban music but still want to learn the music business, because the music business is still the same regardless the genre you're in. There are just minor tweaks that are for the type of music you do. So I do those type of panels. I've done workshops with the Boys and Girls Club, teaching them songwriting, music production. I speak on panels often. I was on a panel last week talking about the status of Austin music and where does hip-hop play within that as Austin is growing. And most people know it's for rock and country, but there's a huge urban scene here that's still on the edge of things that we're trying to push into a little bit more and get more recognition. So I'm always out there being vocal about it.
That's really great. Now, what would you say to a young person that's male or female that's wanting to break into the music industry and not having any guidance right about now, but they know that's what they want to do? What would you say to them? How would you tell them where to begin?
Well, there are two main components that are the most important. One, of course, is to educate yourself. Read books, look online, find out every aspect of what you want to do. You know, if you want to become a painter, you go to somebody who's been painting for years and you ask them, how do you blend these colors? How do you get these textures? How do you create these trees? And you got to reach out to people who are doing what you want to do. And you have to build relationships. Because a lot of artists I talk to, they're like, well, I want to get paid now. I got to take this deal because the money now. But I'm like, you build the proper relationship, that person will always come back to you and involve you in new ventures and new positions and new projects. So you'll always be able to make revenue, but you need to find the right relationship and be around the right people. So it's education first and building a relationship at the same time. They have to go hand in hand because they both are just as powerful.
Wow, that's great. That's so great. I enjoyed speaking with you on today,
Definitely.
Mr. John. It's been really a pleasure. It's been a pleasure having you on OPM Live Blog Talk Radio. And if you have one last thing that you would like to share with us, you can do that at a time. And also, how can our listening audience connect with you? How can they contact you and learn more about what you're doing as the official cultural ambassador of Austin, Texas hip hop?
Yeah, definitely. Anybody who wants to reach out to me can reach out to me through my website, which is www.tweedouble.com. My email's there. There's links to Urban Artist Alliance there. It's a one-stop shop. And that's another thing I recommend for artists is get your own website. Don't rely so much on Facebook and other avenues because they could shut down any day. Find your own hub that can send people directly to you. But tdouble.com is where anybody can find me.
Okay, great. And do you have anything coming up?
Well, you know, I just put out my latest album. It's called Gas Mask. It's also available on tdouble.com. And just getting ready, you know, the Grammy ballots, the first round of ballots just came out. So I'm on there about five times for my album and Enjoying the View and a couple of other songs and other projects I've worked on. So just gearing up for that at the beginning of the year and just trying to stay productive in the studio. I'm doing a lot of licensing for movies and commercials. So I dabble in everything. And, you know, I tell artists that too. Diversify what you're doing. Just don't stick to being a singer or a rapper. Become a songwriter. Become a music producer. There's many opportunities behind the scenes where you don't have to be on the microphone and you can still make a living and still be involved in the music culture.
That is great information. I mean, wonderful information. We definitely applaud you. Mr. Johnson, for everything that you're doing and even in your community as well and reaching out to the young artists and making sure that they are well taken care of when it comes to those contracts. That is so important with any type of contract. That's really important.
Yes.
And, again, it's been our pleasure having you on OPM Live Block Talk Radio.
Thank you.
Thank you. And you have to come back again, okay?
I will. I will. Thank you for having
okay,
me.
Okay, thank you, Mr. Jones.
All right, bye-bye.
Bye-bye. We would like to thank our sponsors, Vimashi Enterprise, Southern Eagle Music Group, Crevolution Arts, and TND Marketing and Management. To advertise with us, please contact us at area code 901-308-4417, or you may email us at VernaV@vmashi.com. Leaving you with this coming from Proverbs 16, the King James Version of the Bible, verses 1 through 4. The preparation of the heart in man and the answer of the tongue is from the Lord. All the ways of a man are clean in his own eyes, but the Lord weigheth the spirit. Commit thy works unto the Lord, and thy thoughts shall be established. The Lord has made all things for himself, yea, even the wicked for the day of evil. This has been OPM Live, where the ordinary is the extraordinary. I am your host, Verna V. Nickelberry. And as always, love, peace, and increase. Bless. And leaving you with this, enjoying the view by Mr. Tarini Johnson. Tarini Johnson. Enjoy.
Could it be love, or could it be you, or could it be me, just enjoying the view? Now what should I do, get a movie to view, or this afternoon I pick you up in the coupe, we can go for a ride, I look in your eyes, I tell you the truth, the feeling that I can't really compare, it really ain't fair, to have you all alone, all this magic to share, the wind in your hair, your voice is a tone, where every word spoken got me hanging on. I'm singing a song, you make me complete, and you're all I need when my heart's the MP, so let me breathe, you're taking my breath away, losing sleep, I'm throwing the rest away, so I guess they say, love is the sunshine, you brighten my whole day, I'll see you at lunchtime, and your lips are soft,
You carry yourself like the queen that you are. Your mind is refined, conversation is spark. You spoke of the stars, your connection to God. You loved Illmatic, spit every bar. Don't hang out in bars unless it's a show. And I'm on a stage and you're in the front row. I go to your workplace, even your worst day. It always gets shine when I bring you a bouquet. Your jokes amuse me. Taste out, smile and put your head on my chest. Every moment is timeless. So how could I find this communication? No, we can't rush love. You gotta be patient. But when it goes down, time will slow down. That's when you really just enjoy the view. You. Relaxing with you, the right attitude. So secure of the girls you ignore. And if I was poor, you'd be down for sure. Cause it's not for the wealth that you're dating me for. Where respect, it goes both ways. And even on cold days, we gotta snuggle up to generate the warmth. And on, we go out to a slow dance. You in the dress, I'm in the suit and it's golden. See, we've been chosen to share in the timepiece. Still kinda shy, so I let all my rhymes speak. And even when I'm weak, you give me that power. A mutual love, so forget all the doubters. So give me an hour to jot it on loose leaf. I look in your eyes and you